Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
There's been another breach to our security when it comes to Facebook. I feel like this is a regular occurrence these days, but you're being encouraged to change your password if you are still on Facebook, because it turns out Facebook was storing hundreds of millions of passwords as just plain text, which means they weren't encrypted at all.
Right.
And while they're saying no one has accessed or hacked into these passwords, 20,000 staff members have had access to the passwords over the last however many years, with 2,000 staff members believed to have searched through them. So that's a lot of people having access to your private password that had no encryption on it at all.
I feel like Facebook just became such a monster, like so quickly, and I say so quickly, over like 10 years or whatever,
yeah.
It became such a monster that actually keeping it secure
has been a task.
Has been a race.
Yeah, they haven't been able to keep up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
what
all this
you.
Stuff's coming out now.
And I think because of all of these kind of security issues and worries that people have, there's a lot of people that are just getting rid of Facebook. I actually found the other day I was going through my friends list because I was just kind of double-checking who I'm still friends with and getting rid of people that I don't talk to or haven't talked to in 10 years.
You did a cull.
And I did a cull. And there were probably a good 20 friends on my list that didn't exist anymore. They'd all deleted their Facebook account. And I hadn't realised until I was going through. And when you look at your friends list, it's a blank picture with their name but no information.
Yeah, you do see that. See, I'm sure some people are leaving Facey Gabs because of these security concerns and stuff.
Yeah.
But I reckon there'd be people leaving Facebook because they're just jack of it.
Just a peace of mind. Like, it's just, yeah, it's just a waste of time, isn't it, scrolling through Facebook sometimes?
Oh, sometimes I just need to, like, I won't go on Facebook for a couple of days sometimes. There's been times where I've actually deleted the app from my phone.
Wow.
I just need a break. For a little bit, and then sure enough, 3 days later, I crumble. And,
I can't do that because I can't remember what my password is. I'm sure someone at Facebook would know it, but I can't remember what it is, so I can't delete the app.
Reg, what was Gabby?
If you just let me know, that'd be great.
What's your password again?
3012 16, though. Have you deleted Facebook? It could be because of your security worries, or it could just be because you're over the app. You're
did you just get over that social media or whatever? Like 13, 12, 16. Facebook to me became really kind of, I don't know, tedious a few years ago when our mums and dads and grandparents.
Yes!
Do you know what I mean?
Because we used it for fun.
Yeah.
And then when the older generation joined, it became this real like, oh, you're looking lovely.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Just sharing like chain letters and stuff. And
and one like for a prayer and all those silly things.
13, 12, 16, Stacey's here. Have you quit Facebook, mate?
Yeah, so I take it off every couple of days just to reconnect with my kids really and disconnect. But the main thing for me is that we run a business locally, so hard to jump off social media, and it's kind of, you kind of don't want people to disconnect because then, you know, that's our main reach out to get clients. So it's kind of a hard balance, really.
I totally get that. Yeah,
we have to have Facebook for work, so we have no choice. And I wouldn't delete it anyway. But
and you know what? I'm probably the same. I'm pathetic. Like I say, if I didn't have to have it for work, and we do have to have it, you know, radio and social media, it's a very important part of what we do. But I'm probably the same.
You'd
as
keep
you.
It.
Like I'd say,
you're like, oh, I want to get off it. Yeah. It's wasting all my time. But you'd keep it.
Ebony, did you get off Facebook?
Me and my partner both, we haven't had Facebook in about 4 years.
Wow.
And we're only young. We're under 30.
So how do you keep in contact with all of your friends
That's
without social media?
That's a thing that we talk about a lot, actually, and is, contact is a big thing, but we just ring everyone and text everyone, and if they can't ring and text, then too bad.
Have you
but
ever...
we don't miss it.
Yeah.
We don't miss it.
I bet you don't.
Yeah.
Drama we hear about it.
And clarity in your life, you know. What about, because whenever we have get-togethers now, my wife and I, they're always done on Facebook. Have you missed invites because of that?
Yeah, we do. We miss a lot of parties. Like, not parties, but just birthdays. And, we'll see, you know, like about the floods. You know how the floods have been happening in Townsville? We miss a lot of stuff because we didn't have Facebook. But, I mean, we just listen to the radio more.
I'm all right with that.
That we support. That's good. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Hello, it's Amy.
Amy, did you get off Facebook?
Oh, look, I can't remember my password either, so I'm hoping the Facebook guys can help me out.
Yep.
But look, I've got a challenge for the Townsvillians. How about an app-free April?
App-free April?
Can't do it, sorry. I'm so addicted to Candy Crush and Facebook and Instagram.
Quickly shut down.
Couldn't do it. And Netflix. Netflix is an app. Yeah, good luck, Cliffo.
Yeah, I need that Domino's app. I need that Domino's app.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Neighbours, the TV show's in the news this morning because they're the first like mainstream television show in the world to introduce like a full-time transgender character.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's like just joins a long list of trailblazing stuff, I guess, Neighbours has done in the past, Gabs, because they were the first soap opera to have an openly gay couple. They were the first soap opera to have like a big gay wedding that Magnus Sabansky officiated. That was not too long ago. And Georgia Stone is actually going to play the character. You may have heard of Georgia Stone. She was born a little boy and was the youngest person in the history of the country to have those hormone-blocking or puberty-blocking drugs at the age of just 10.
Wow.
So Georgia Stone's journey's been very well documented. And I think it's great that Neighbours, like our little soapy, our little low-budget soapy that's broadcast all over the world, mind you, is like breaking down barriers all over the world. That's an amazing thing. But on the other hand, they have some ridiculous storylines.
Yes, yes. Undoes so a lot of that work. And trying to diversify their cast. And then.
But then something like this will happen. Like the time Susan slipped on spilt milk, got retrograde amnesia, and thought she was a 16-year-old. True one. There's more.
Right, yeah.
The time Paul fell off a cliff and had to get his leg amputated. He then walked with a limp for a little while, and the limp sometimes switched legs.
I didn't even know that.
And then it went away altogether.
It's gone. Yes, completely gone. Well, he's got two normal legs.
Well, he always wears long pants now. Like, they can't do short scenes.
He must be like Deadpool. He grew it back.
They probably would just do that, just put shorts on him.
He grew a leg back.
But this would have to take the cake for one of the dumbest Neighbours storylines ever. When Julie's dog went missing, she straight up and with 100% sincerity accused her Chinese neighbours, the Lims, of eating him.
Oh, my goodness. One step forward, five steps back.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
I have my entire family organising a trip up to Townsville to visit in a couple of months' time. They've been talking about this for about 6 months already, and it's happening in July, so it's starting to get a bit closer, and they're booking their flights, and they're getting really excited about the stay, and it'll be warm.
This is everyone. This is not just mum and dad.
Literally everyone. So my parents, both my sisters, my brother-in-law, my two nieces, and my nephew.
Wow.
They're not staying at my house.
No.
Thank God. They've booked accommodation.
You have a unit.
Yeah. They wouldn't fit. No, they've booked like a little holiday house with like a pool in the complex and stuff. So they're going to have a great time considering it's going to be winter in Canberra, which will be minus 10 overnight. Yeah. And it'll be, 25 during the day here. So they're going to be in heaven.
They're going to be those people that like, for all of us who live here, it's too cold to swim.
But they'll be swimming
every day. In their boardies.
Yeah.
In the middle of towns for winter having a swim.
Yeah. Well, it was 25 degrees in Canberra one day and they were having a water fight and everyone was here in jumpers. So yeah, they will be swimming every day. But I actually didn't realise the day they all arrive is my niece's birthday. Okay. And she's turning 7, I believe. And my whole family are like, well, Gab, it's up to you to organise a cake because we can't fly with a cake. So Kiri has asked that you bake her a cake, please. Okay. And I was like, all right.
That's one thing.
Yeah. I can bake her a cake.
Like, see, it's not like you have to get the house ready for all the guests and stuff.
Nah.
Like, there's not a lot of preparation you have to do.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an impending visit. So
and I was like, well, I can bake a cake or I can get a cake made and tell her I made it. I like the second option.
See, my brother used to do this. He used to go to the co-op and buy fish. And he would pretend like he caught them.
Well, I'm going to be doing similar because I was actually on Instagram the other day and Jonathan Thurston put up a couple of photos of these gorgeous cakes he's had made for his daughter's birthdays. It's by a lady that does ruby bow tie cakes in Townsville. And I'm going to show you this one. It's a barnyard scene. Look at
that. Is that JT's kid's cake?
That's Charlie's cake. from when it was her birthday. And these cakes are incredible. So this particular cake I saw, it's the cake is the shape of a barnyard with all these animals
there's
on it.
There's cows out the front
there's
of it.
There's cows like cake made cows. Out of cake. Exactly. And I was like, this is epic. So I'm getting this phenomenal unicorn cake made from my niece.
Brilliant.
And I'm going to present it to her on her birthday. And she's going to think I'm the best auntie.
You know what? That's what no one is going to believe that you had the skill.
She might.
No one. Not even a 7-year-old is going to buy that.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Gabby. I heard this song for real on the radio on the weekend. And all I could hear in my head was, I want to dance with some Gabby.
It's really exciting this week, Cliffo. You are trying to find me a dance partner. And so I said to you, well, hold on a second. If you're going to try to find me a dance partner to dance my Latin and ballroom with me when I go to class and possibly social and competition, you need to know what it's all about. Because you can't find someone to step into that role if you don't even know what you're looking for.
Fair call.
So you're coming to a lesson tonight so that you can experience a Latin and ballroom dance class and get your head around the style.
I was thinking of it. This is the first time I've done any structured dancing since high school.
Oh, God.
Now, in high school PE, you'd have to go into the multi-purpose hall and they'd put on the music and you'd do the...
We never did that.
The dancing in the circles and stuff.
I was in an all-girls school, so we never did that.
Ah, didn't you?
No.
I loved it.
Yeah, I would have loved it.
The most contact I ever had with the opposite sex.
Oh, well, maybe you won't love it tonight then because it's with me. But I've got some little tips for you before we go into the...
Don't sell yourself short, sweetheart.
Oh, God. What am I going to tell
you for? You got some tips, all right.
I've got some tips for you before we go into the class tonight because this is going to be expected of you to get the technique absolutely perfect on your first lesson.
Great.
So first things first, you got to focus on your posture. So you got to stretch up and make sure you're nice and tall and don't stick your bum out.
Yes, I know that from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
You want a nice, like,
structured straight line.
Stretch
up.
Stretch. Frame.
Yes.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. Well done, frame. You've already got the lingo down. When it comes to the footwork, so we might be doing Latin, we might be doing ballroom, and they both have very different foot technique.
Okay.
So with Latin, you've got to slide your feet along the floor. So you've got to pretend like you've got... Yep. Either a piece of paper under your foot and you've got to keep contact with it at all times. Or maybe like you're drawing lines in sand.
I think I'm just going to wear socks.
Yeah, you can do that.
All right.
But you slide your feet all
up my slidage.
However, if we're doing ballroom,
yep.
You've got to roll from heel to toe or vice versa. So
okay.
There's some heel steps and there's some toe steps.
Yep.
And you lift
I think
your
I
feet
did the old
one.
Heel and toe
well,
in the PE dancing.
Toe, yeah, okay.
It's the heel and toe.
Kind of. And then, I don't know if you realise this, but there's like 10 different dances in Latin ballroom and every single one of them has different technique and different rhythm.
So we'll nail about half of them by tonight?
I thought all 10.
Oh, okay. Well, it's going to be a long night. Sounds
fun. Get up with Cliffo and Gabby now on Hit 103.1.
TriFest is coming back for 2019. I'm an old hand at TriFest now. I participated last year in the women's try. I then retired the following day, so I'm not sure how involved I'll be this year. But there's a brand new addition to it for 2019, and that's the World Championship.
Yeah, this is crazy. To talk more about it, we have the CEO of Triathlon Australia, Miles Stewart, here, and also one of our own North Queensland triathletes, Courtney Atkinson, is here as well. Morning, boys.
Morning. How are you?
Welcome. Before we get into what's coming to Townsville, I gotta warn you about this one. It was so funny. Last year, she did the world's shortest triathlon and then had the audacity to come in Monday morning and retire from the sport live on air. So that's my mission, to pull you out of retirement.
Yeah, there's been a few attempts to pull me out of retirement since. None successful just yet. But what do you expect from this year's event? Because it's now 2 weekends, yeah?
Yeah, we expect a lot. With the World Champs coming up in 2021, the addition of the off-road and the cross and the mountain bike weekend as well will be a fantastic addition. And look, it's already a great event and it's just going to get better and better. And we'll have some national champs leading up to here in the future and leading into the World Champs in 21, which will be the biggest event I believe Townsville's ever had.
Yeah.
Like 8,000 athletes or something will be coming here.
And it's something like $16 million injected into the economy, which is crazy. Miles, tell us more about the World Championships because these things have been to Denmark, Spain, Canada, Netherlands, and Townsville can add its name to that amazing list now.
Yeah, it's made up of five different events, so there's going to be five different opportunities for people to race, and we get some people who try to do every event, which is kind of crazy. But
why?
There's actually medals for the person who does the best over all four or five events, so it's a whole other section of crazy.
That could be you, Gabs, when you get out of retirement.
In 20 years' time.
But, yeah, it's going to bring a lot of people to here. And, you know, the thing about the race is it goes over 10 days as well. So people not only just come, but they're going to be here for quite a while, which is lovely. Wow.
That's really cool. And it's such a spectacle to see this sport happen because not only is it, you know, the three different what would you call them?
Didn't you do it?
Yeah.
I think I did. Yeah. I've already not wiped it from my memory, to tell you the truth. Well. It wasn't a good time. I didn't train before it, so that was probably my biggest mistake. But it's pretty cool to watch, like, these really fit people compete. And you're one of these people, Courtney. Tell us more about...
Well, not only here, you've got sitting next to you... World champions. Yeah. So if you need to talk about a world championship, what it feels like, man, to have it, he's the man.
You keep deflecting.
Yeah.
He's just a suit now, man. We want to speak to the guy.
I'm a has-been.
Well, I'm not long off that too. But I remember coming here, it would be about 5 years ago. Yeah. So for one of the inaugural, festivals, and I just couldn't believe it was my first. I'm a Mackay born, kind of semi-North Queenslander, and it kind of blew me away the fact what community does to an event. Mm. And we have, like, you know, I've been around the world racing events all the time, and hands down, here in Townsville, the community event's probably one of the best I've seen. Now, serious. It really is. And one of my great memories of racing here was the cowboys coming out and all doing it with their families and everyone else. Yeah. I mean, I'd kind of gone and met some of these guys, and then they're out doing, you know, guys we watch on TV every week, and then suddenly they're out doing our little kind of sport. And,
very exciting to beat them in your own environment.
Well, I probably claimed it. I was probably running around. It's probably Benny Hennett or someone at the time kind of trying to claim he could outrun you. But, you know, that's the kind of thing that makes it special here in Townsville that we don't have in other places. Right. So
just before Courtney.
And it's open. Just get onto that right now.
So you it is open.
Jump
the
on
website.
And get online
up.
For the festival. It's open.
Yeah, get on. I would sign up again, you know, if I hadn't retired. So make sure you do get on and sign up. It's good fun. But Courtney, you just quickly mentioned before that you're not far off becoming a suit. So the Worlds are coming up. Are you going to hold out for that at least?
Oh, that was kind of part in irony, but not. No, I'll be here in support in some way. But you never know. Might dust the bike off.
No pressure. We want you to commit now.
No, that's fine.
To all four events.
All right.
Look how he's dressed. You can see he hasn't crossed yet.
I definitely haven't crossed yet.
That's right. TownsvilleTriFestival.org.au, or just Google it for all the details. And so excited. The 2021 ITU World Multisport Championship here in August 2021. Miles Stewart, Courtney Atkinson, boys, thank you so much for your time and for, you know, building the vibe for it. It's just going to be massive. Can't wait.
Good to be in Townsville.
Thanks for having us.
Go Cowboys.
Oh, wow.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.